This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pro-Palestinian protesters in a standoff with the administration of Columbia University. On the school's website today, President Manoush Shafiq informed the university community that she's authorized New York City police to start clearing an encampment that protesters had set up on campus in protest of Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza. Several arrests are reported. Shafiq testified before Congress this week about the rise in anti-Semitism since the October 7th Hamas attack and resulting Israeli war in Gaza. Among the lawmakers she addressed, Representative Ilhan Omar. The New York Times reports Omar's daughter, Isra Hirsi, is among several Barnard students suspended for participating in the pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia. Western countries are urging Israel not to escalate the current fighting in the Middle East, where Israel is engaged in conflicts on three separate fronts. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Israel's war cabinet is debating how to respond after Iran's direct attack last weekend, but is not tipping its hand.
The U.S., Britain, and Germany are all counseling Israel to show restraint following the recent airstrikes by Iran. Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, says he appreciates the advice, but adds, quote, "We will make our own decisions." The direct confrontation with Iran adds a layer of complexity to the region's turmoil. Rocket fire by the Lebanese group Hezbollah wounded more than a dozen Israeli soldiers stationed near the country's northern border. And Israeli airstrikes are still pounding Gaza in the ongoing war against Hamas. Israel's conflicts with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all date back decades, but have never been this active on all three fronts at the same time. Greg Myrie, NPR News.
The White House has announced new sanctions against Iran. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has the latest.
The Treasury Department has announced it's targeting Iran's drone, auto, and steel industries in its new sanctions. Certain individuals who are connected to Iran's military and drone program are also targeted. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the sanctions process is cumulative, so more could be coming that would impact Iran's military capabilities.
These are specifically targeted at their drone capability, and we'll keep the option open for, you know, any more that we need.
The United Kingdom also announced it would impose sanctions in the aftermath of Iran's attack. White House officials have said Iran's recent attack on Israel was unprecedented, but was largely unsuccessful. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Former President Donald Trump is back in court on charges he falsified business records in a scheme to keep details of a former extramarital affair from going public during his 2016 campaign. He has pleaded not guilty. The Dow is up slightly. You're listening to NPR News. A day after being spared an impeachment trial in the Senate, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testified before a Senate panel to defend the administration's 2025 budget proposal involving border security.
In the last 11 months, we have removed or returned more than 630,000 individuals who did not have a legal basis to stay, more than in every full fiscal year since 2013. The president's budget would further expand these efforts. It provides funds for hiring more enforcement personnel and bolstering refugee processing.
Some 2 months after House Republicans impeached Mayorkas yesterday, the Democratic-led Senate swiftly dismissed the case. A Change.org petition is asking the Atlanta Braves to sign a 67-year-old former player to its roster to help him get his Major League Baseball pension. From member station Georgia Public Broadcasting, Peter Biello has more.
Former outfielder Gary Cooper spent 42 days on the Braves roster in 1980. He needs one more day to qualify for a pension. Since leaving pro ball in the 80s, Cooper has struggled financially and occasionally been unsheltered. If the Braves did put him on the roster, likely as a coach, Cooper says he's not sure how much his pension would be.
Whatever they give me, I'd accept it because it's been so long, you know, so anything will help.
There is some historical precedent. In 1968, the Braves signed the legendary pitcher Satchel Paige to the roster to help him get his pension. The Braves have not yet said whether they do the same for Cooper. For NPR News, I'm Peter Biello in Atlanta.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.